introduce myself. My name is
Warren Valentine.
Let me just say, I did not come here to show out. I did not come here to impress you. Because to tell you the truth, when I leave here, I'm gone. And I don't care what you think about me. But just remember, when it hits the fan, brother, whether it's next year, 10 years, 20 years from now, you'll never be able to say that these brothers lied to you, Jack.
It's the Warren Valentine Show.
All right. Good morning, everybody. 919-410-7735. You want to call in on what we're talking about dealing with today. Going to deal with a couple of things today. You know, I see what's going on with NATO and 44.9 president. But I want to talk about two very important things today. I want to talk about credit and I want to talk about stocks. And I want to talk about them in this sense. I'm going to give you a refresh on how to build up your credit score. Okay, so I want you to get a pen and paper out, follow these steps, and this will help build up your credit score immediately. And the reason I'm doing that is because I'm going to have somebody come on either this week or next week who specializes in business credit. And if we can build your credit up, from talking to him yesterday, he's saying that if we can get people's credit to be at 700, they can qualify for $250,000 for a line of business credit, which will not be your credit on your personal Social Security, but on your IDN number when you create your business. So if I can get you guys to qualify for this $250,000 line of credit, this will give you an opportunity to go open up a business in your community to create jobs and create wealth for you and your community and your family. All I'm going to say is when I teach y'all how to do this, don't forget your boy. I'm the one who taught you how to do this. So I'm going to literally talk about fixing credit today so that you can get your credit score up so that when this opportunity comes on with this guy, you guys can sign up and get this $250,000. All right. So I'm going to do that today. What I'm also going to do is give you some stock. All right. I'm going to give you some penny stocks that you need to look at. You might want to go and purchase. Like I told you yesterday, go open up an Ameritrade account. Let me see. Where else can you guys open up accounts where you can get this? Scottrade. You can go to Ameritrade. You can go to Scottrade. You can go to E-Trade. You can go to Charles Schwab. Open up your account. And once you open up an account, you can buy these penny stocks while they're cheap. And they will go up. They will continue to go up. Okay. And as they go up, you got to make a decision when to sell, when to hold, all this other stuff. So we're going to talk about that today. And you want to buy them in cash. You don't want to buy options or put none of that other stuff, because that's on a whole different scale. And that's when you're dealing with bigger money. Right now, when you're dealing with little money with a penny stock, where you're only putting $50 or $100 into it, you can just buy it cash. Okay. That's the simplest and easiest way for you guys to do it. And it's the easiest and quickest way for you guys to get a return. So buying it on money is the easiest and quickest way. So we'll talk about that today. So I want to start off the show with the credit. All right. Get your pens and paper ready. Y'all ready? Y'all ready to go? All right, let's go. The first thing you want to do when fixing your credit is go pull your credit report from all three major credit bureaus. That's Experian, Equifax, TransUnion. You can get that for free by just simply saying that you applied for something and you need to see your credit. If you haven't done that within a year or 90 days, I think they'll let you do it. They'll give you a copy of it for free. Now, one of the things you can do is you can go to one of these websites that specialize in credit, like Credit Karma or something like that, and pull all three reports, and you can pay for the services. Now, the good thing about that is it gives you notification when your credit score is going up, when it's going down, when somebody didn't look at it. It gives you all these notifications on what's going on with your account. It gives you a notification when your credit limit has risen or a purchase has been made. It gives you all these notifications, and then it tells you how it's affecting your credit score. So I highly recommend that you do that, because this is a way for you to monitor your credit yourself you know, you sign up for a year and you get to see what's going on with your credit. Okay. Now, after you pull all three of your credit reports, you can do this actually online, even through one of these sites. Challenge everything that's negative on your credit report. Challenge it. Now, whether it's yours or not, it's a reason I'm telling you to challenge it. Because they have to prove that the information that they're reporting is accurate. Now, a lot of times, they forget to answer. And if they forget to answer, that negative thing that's on your credit report is thus removed from your credit report. Now, you still owe it. It's still something you're responsible for. But if it's removed from your credit report, guess what happens? Your credit score goes up. All right? So you want to look at everything in your report that's negative, and you want to challenge it. You also want to make sure that the information is accurate when it comes to your name, when it comes to your address, when it comes to your city, when it comes to your employment. Let me tell you why you need to challenge that too. It's a small system of points that is used to calculate credit scores. Now, to me, this is all arbitrary and this is all crazy because these credit agencies have nothing to do with the federal government. Nothing. This is something that they created and that everybody's bought into based on this creation. This is all arbitrary. This has nothing to do with lending or anything else in the government system. But everybody follows these guidelines so that they can justify whether they give you credit or not. All right? So you want all that information to be correct as well. You want your address to be right, your employment to be right, the name to be right, because it's somebody out here who has the same name that you do. What the hell am I talking about? That you do. And you want to make sure your information is correct, because if somebody has your exact same name, you may end up getting something reported on your report that's not even your report. And so you want to make sure all that information on there is correct. So, first thing you do, you go, you pull all three credit reports. Second thing you do, you challenge everything negative on the report, everything. Third thing you do, you make sure everything is accurately correct when it comes to your name, your address, your employment, and everything else, even prior employment and all that other stuff. So, literally, you want to do that. All right, now. After you do all this, what's the next step for you to do? Okay. Next step is this. If you got charge-offs, meaning you owe a hospital bill that's old, you got a credit card that's closed on you, you got a car that got repossessed. If you got anything like that on your credit report, what you need to do is this. You challenge it, like I said, but you call them directly. All right. And when you call them directly, you want to first do one thing. You want proof that they have the original paperwork or documentation dealing with whatever they're saying. Because usually what happens is this. Let me kind of break this down for you guys to understand why I'm telling you to do this. Let's say hypothetically you have a Capital One credit card. And the Capital One credit card closes. You don't pay the bill, it closes. You owe $1,000 to Capital One. Well, within 6 months of you owing this $1,000 to Capital One, it's on your credit report, but Capital One then sells it to somebody who's going to try to collect, a collection agency. They'll sell that debt for $250, $300. And then the collection agency is going to try to get the whole $1,000 back from you. That's how they make their money. All right? Because for Capital One, it's a charge-off. They're writing it off. It's dead debt is gone. It's over with. But for the collection agency, they're going to try to get all the money. So this is why you want them to be able to show you the real documentation. Because if they don't have the documentation that you signed up with Capital One, they can't come and collect that money from you. Now, if they do have the documentation, I'm going to tell you what you need to do next. I'm up against a break. So we come back, I'll pick up from right there on what you need to do. This hour of the show is brought to you by Roof Defenders, roofdefenders.com. If you have a home, a commercial building, you got a garage, look, let Roof Defenders look at it for you for free. It's a free estimate. They'll come out, make sure everything is fine. Chicago, call 844-314-3336. That's 844-314-3336. Or go to roofdefenders.com. Don't wait till it's too late, y'all. Go get this free estimate. All right, when we come back, I'll pick up on what you have to do with the collection agencies and if they have proof from the original contract that you had. You're listening to the WB. All right, welcome back to the show. This hour of the show is brought to you by the Human Rights Commission Foundation. It's a non-for-profit. Look, if you got an old junk car, if you got an old home, you can give this to the foundation. They will give you a tax write-out. They appraise it for you, come get it for you, take it over for you, give you the appraisal value for a tax write-off, and you're also helping to build wells for water in villages all over Africa. And some of these villages are 20 miles away from clean water. So people are walking 20 to 40 miles a day just to get clean water. So if you got that old junk car sitting around, I don't care if you're in the Virgin Islands, Puerto Rico, or anywhere in the United States, call 844-855-6903, 844-855-6903, or go to the website ihrc-us.org, ihrc-us.org. Now, we went to break. I was telling you guys about how when you have something in collection, it's two things you want to do. First, you want them to produce the actual thing that you signed up for, whether it's a credit card, whether it's a car, when your car's been repoed or something like that, and it's a collection agency still trying to get it. And see, what happens is you'll have on your credit report, like I said, I gave the example that you had a Capital One card, you didn't pay it, they charged it off. So when you pull your credit report, you have the negative report from Capital One, but you also have the negative report from the collection agency, okay? So you get two things hitting your credit that's giving you a negative score. So you want the proof from the collection agency. If they don't have the proof from the collection agency, then this is what you want to do. If they do have the proof, this is what you want to do at that point. Let's say hypothetically you owe $1,000 to Capital One, and now Capital One is giving it to this collection agency. Like I said, the collection agency probably purchased that debt for about $250. You want to go to the collection agency and say, look, I'll give you $400 cash right now to get rid of this. But if I pay you this $400, I want you to give me something in writing saying that this debt is paid and you want it removed off my credit report. Now, let me tell you why you want this letter. Because if you pay the collection agency and they report it like they normally report it, it may take months to remove this off your credit report. Whereas if you pay them and you get the letter, you can fax this to all three of the main credit bureaus, Equifax, TransUnion, and Experian, and it'll be immediately removed off your credit report, okay? And the good thing about it is it will remove it from the point of the collection agency and Capital One. So you're getting rid of both of them, all right? So once that's removed, that's going to make your credit score go up. And you can do this with any debt you have like this, whether it's a repo car. And see, with the cars, it's even better because, see, let's say they repo your car, right? Let's say the original price of your car was $10,000. Now, your car is going to depreciate as soon as it comes off the lot. But let's say, hypothetically, when they repoed it, the car was worth $6,500. If they sell it at auction for $5,000, right? That $5,000 comes off your original $10,000 bill, so you owe $5,000. If you made payments, whatever you paid over the course of a year or 2 years, let's say you paid $2,500, that comes off. So really what you owe is $2,500. Now, it's been sent to collection agency, which probably brought the $2,500 debt for $500. You call them up and do the same thing. I'll give you $750. I need the letter. Wipe this out. Wipe this out. Okay? If you do that, you can get rid of the Ford credit reporting you and the collection agency reporting you. All right. Now, what if you got a medical bill? Somebody's asking. Let me tell you how you deal with the medical bills. Medical bills can be dealt with in one or two ways. All right. You can do what I just did with the collection agencies. You can do the exact same thing because they're buying it. You got to remember, they're buying the debt for pennies on a dollar. Like what we literally could do, like real talk, this is just a sidebar. If I got if I get, let me see, if I got 100 people to put up $1,000, we would have $100,000. We could start a collection agency with $100,000. And we could go buy, we could take that $100,000 and go buy $1 million worth of debt. And then we would have to collect on that debt. Because you go in and you buy it for pennies on a dollar. So anybody that's a collection agency, the way you become a collection agency, you have to be liquid to a certain point. But you quite frankly, you're buying the debt with the hope of being able to collect all of the debt. That's why you're buying the debt. You're buying it for, you know, if it's $2,500, you're buying it for $500 and hoping that you can get the whole $5,000 that's owed on the debt. If you can't get the whole $5,000, then you just want to double whatever you pay for it. If you pay $500, you want to get $1,000 for it because you made $500 at that point. So this is what happens with the collection agency. So you can do this the same thing with the medical thing, but let me tell you the best thing to do with the medical situation. This is the best thing. If you have something that's owed to a doctor or a hospital, call the hospital directly and do the same thing. Look, I owe you $3,000. I got $1,200. Will you take this and wipe the debt clean? 9 out of 10 times, they're going to wipe the debt clean. Let me tell you why. Because most of the stuff that they're charging you for from that hospital thing is stuff that is so overpriced. Like, I mean, if you ever been in a hospital and got an IV, which ain't nothing but sugar water to rejuvenate you, right? Them things are $800. Did y'all know that? A Tylenol, two Tylenols, $500. So they know it's so overpriced, right? That if you come in and say, I got $1,200 of the $3,000, they're gonna work with you. And once you do that, they'll wipe it off your credit. Same thing. Get a letter. Wipe it off your credit. It gets rid of the collection agency too. Because see, now the collection agency can't collect. Now, somebody says they have a court date for a collection agency coming up. Yes, you should go to court and you should make a deal with them in the courtroom. You say, hey, look, I'm willing to pay you X amount of dollars. I need this amount of time to pay it. But I want something saying that this is wiped off my credit at that point. So you have to understand it. You have to understand it. And see, the same thing, if the debt is sold, that's fine. It can be sold. That's the collection agency. That's the collection agency. And if the car was written off as a bad debt, it's going to be, that's just like a credit card. It's going to be, if you don't pay, they write it all off as a bad debt, but it goes, somebody, they sell the debt to somebody. And once they sell the debt to somebody, that's who's coming after you for the debt. And this is why I'm telling you, you have to go talk to them and tell them, look, I need you to produce the paperwork that I actually owe this, or you need to stop reporting it. If they produce the paperwork, then you try to cut a deal with them. All right? So we come back. I'll talk a little bit more about, somebody asked about bankruptcy. I'm going to tell you how that works when we come back. If you're in Chicago, go to roofdefenders.com, roofdefenders.com right now. If you got a home, you got a commercial building, you got a garage. Look, don't wait till that garage caves in on your car or it's an animal in your attic or it's rain coming into your commercial building. Let them look at your roof for free. It doesn't cost you one penny. Chicago, make the call. Just be better safe than sorry. It don't cost you nothing. Why wouldn't you do this? It just makes sense. Call 844-314-3336, 844-314-3336, or go to roofdefenders.com, roofdefenders.com. We come back. I'm going to talk a little bit about bankruptcy and how it can help you. In fact, it's the only law for consumers that's on the books that is there to help. People think bankruptcy is a bad word. It's one of the best words in the English dictionary if you know how to use it. You're listening to the WB. All right, welcome back to the show. This hour of the show is brought to you by the good folks at Human Rights Commission Foundation. It's non-for-profit. Literally, is taking your old junk cars, your old homes, and they're giving you the appraised value for a tax write-off. But what you're doing in return, besides getting a tax write-off, you're helping to provide water for villages all throughout Africa that don't have clean water. Some of these people walk up to 20 miles each way to get clean water. So if you got that old junk car just sitting there or a house that is falling down or something you don't want anymore, call 844-855-9000. 6903-844-855-6903, or go to the website, ihrc-us.org, ihrc-us.org. I was talking to you guys about credit right now, if everybody's just coming in, and I've been telling people what they needed to do to take the steps to clean up the credit. Now, somebody asked about bankruptcy. Now, let me explain. It's two types of bankruptcies that you're normally going to qualify for unless you are a farmer or you own a business. Then you can apply for a Chapter 11 bankruptcy. But the two that the average person is going to apply for is a Chapter 7 or a Chapter 13. Now, with a Chapter 7 bankruptcy, it wipes out all your debt, meaning that if you get credit card debt, any other kind of debt, you can file it, wipe it out, except for child support, IRS taxes, unless the taxes are over a certain age period, like 5 years or 3 years, and you've been doing your taxes every year up until that point. You can't get rid of student loan debt, okay? And you can't get rid of government-issued debt doing in a Chapter 7. Any other debt you can put in there. Now, with a Chapter 13, this is usually done when you have a home because you want to keep your home. Now, with a Chapter 13, it's a repayment plan where you literally put all your debt together and you make payments every month on the debt. Now, the good thing about a Chapter 13 is that usually you can get the interest removed off of whatever you owe, and you can get it into a position where you can pay a monthly fee of, let's say, normally your bills are $3,000 a month or $2,000 a month. You put them in a Chapter 13, it usually goes down to about $1,200 a month if it's $2,000 a month, or $1,500 a month. So you have an excess of $500 or $800 a month. You can do a Chapter 13 for 3 to 5 years, all right? Chapter 7 is usually done in 3 to 6 months. Once it's been adjudicated and everything has been done, you can get credit immediately with a Chapter 7. In fact, you'll get credit because they know you can't file Chapter 7 again for 7 years. Now, some people hear, well, this is going to stay on my credit report for 7 years. That's true and false, because you can challenge it, and, you know, it's not going to go off immediately, but over the years, you can get it off quicker than 7 years. But this is the thing. If you are in a lot of debt and you owe a lot of money, your credit is ruined anyway. At least with a Chapter 7, if you wipe out that debt, it'll be on your credit report, but you'll be able to reestablish credit. Because like I said, they know you cannot file Chapter 7 again for 7 years. Okay. Now, that's the good thing about the 7. The good thing about the 13, it allows you to bring the interest down on what you owe, like on your car loans and stuff like that. It allows you to consolidate all your bills and restructure your bill structure. And it gives you 3 to 5 years to pay it off. Now, once you're done with the Chapter 13, if you didn't pay everything off, you can then file a Chapter 7 or whatever debt is left, or make a payment arrangement with the companies that you owe. It's up to you. It's all up to you. All right. Now, let me get back to fixing the credit part. All right. So once you do this with the collection agencies, with the hospitals and everything else. Now, this is one of the most important things you can do to jump your credit immediately. Let's say you have $1,000 worth of credit card debt. You need to pay $800 on that debt. If you can get your credit card debt to be at 80-20, if you can get all your debt at 80-20, but just I'm just going to use credit cards for now. But if you can get your credit card debt to 80-20, meaning that you get 80% available and only 20% of the card is being used. So if you get a card that has a $100 limit, you only want to use $20 a month on that card. The other $80 you're never using. If you can keep that ratio like that, your credit will jump 50 to 70 points based on how much credit you have, okay? The other thing that you can do that will jump your score immediately, if you have somebody in your life who has excellent credit, meaning a 680 or better, you can ask them to put you on their credit as an authorized buyer. Now, as an authorized buyer, you can be on their credit and not get a credit card. So you're not using their credit. You're just an authorized person on the credit. Now, why does that help you? Because if you're an authorized buyer, every time they keep their credit score going up, yours go up with theirs because you're an authorized buyer. This is a way that they can build up your credit real quick for you. It's called piggybacking. Okay? So if you got somebody in your life who has good credit, just say, hey, can you make me an authorized buyer? I don't need a credit card. I don't want to use your credit. I just need to be an authorized buyer so I can build up my credit. This is what a lot of credit repair agencies do. They'll put you on somebody's credit for 3 to 6 months to build up your credit quickly to get you a good score. Okay? So you can do these little bitty things, little bitty steps to build up your credit. Once you build up your credit, now you got to be smart about what the next move is. See, the reason I'm telling you to about this and how to build up your credit is because I want everybody who's listening to create some kind of a business. And if you can create a business, no matter what it is, it can be selling cupcakes, it could be selling t-shirts, whatever you want to do. If you can build this credit score up to 680 or above to close to 700, you could qualify for a business loan. If you qualify for a business loan, then you use that as your line of credit for what you need to do. You take that line of credit, you open up stuff. You open up a brick and mortar store. You open up an online catalog or whatever you want to do. And then you use that money to live off of besides whatever other income you got coming in. And no, pure parent, it does not pull your credit down because, see, this is the thing. Let's say hypothetically, I make you an authorized user on my account. You're not using the account. You're not using the account. And so as long as I'm paying my bills the way I'm supposed to be paying them every month when they report, it's reporting as, you know, excellent credit. Well, because you're an authorized user and your name and social security number is up there, you get the same report that I'm getting. It don't pull my credit down at all because it's not adding more credit. Not adding more credit at all. Somebody asked, what if you get credit cards and you don't use them? Does that go against your score? You need to use your credit cards, even if it's just $10 a month. Because one of the things that they calculate in the scoring is, when do you use the cards and do you pay your bills on time when you use the cards? And so it's not about how much you spend, is do you use them at all and do you pay the balance? So that it actually it helps your score more if you use the card once a month and pay it off than if you don't use it at all. Okay? This is why I keep telling you about the 80-20. The 80-20, you only want to use 20% of the card. The other 80%, you don't have to use at all. Okay? But that's why I told you this is completely arbitrary on how they're doing this, because it's a formula, it's a system. And see, everybody thinks this FICO score, you hear FICO score and you think that's the score. Well, it's three different FICO scores. It's a FICO score that deals with credit. It's a FICO score that deals with buying like cars and stuff like that. But it's also a FICO score for dealing with mortgages. It's also a FICO score for personal loans. And all of them have a different calculation on what's important and what's not important when they're adding up your FICO score. You may be sitting at a 720 on your personal credit score for cars and credit card loans, but that same 720 might be a 610 on the mortgage side. And if you don't understand the difference, you don't understand what you need to do to get the FICO score up for the mortgage. Now, what happens with the mortgage FICO score is they're not just looking at how you pay the debt. They're looking at how much debt you have. So your debt to income ratio plays a huge part on the FICO score on the mortgage side. All right. So adding somebody to your credit is not going to pull your credit down. Now, when we come back, I'm up against a break. I'm going to give you these stocks because we're losing some markets because we're going into the second hour. So get your pen and paper out. I'm going to give you penny stocks that you need to be looking at and that you need to be trying to get purchased some if you want to get into this, all right? This hour of the show is brought to you by Roof Defenders, roofdefenders.com. If you're in the Chicago, Atlanta area, you got a commercial building, you got a home, you got a garage, don't wait till it's too late. Don't wait till something happens. Get this free examination on your roof today. It don't cost you one penny. It just makes sense. Logically, it makes sense to do this. I mean, just logically, it makes sense. go to roofdefenders.com, roofdefenders.com, or call 844-314-3336. All right, when we come back, get your pens and paper out. I'm going to give you the stocks for the penny stocks that you need to be looking at. You're listening to the WB. All right, this show is brought to you by the Human Rights Commission Foundation. This non-for-profit will take your junk cars, your old homes. You're helping to provide water for villages in Africa. Just by doing this, plus you get a tax write-off. Look, if you got an old car, no matter where you are, call right now, 844-855-6903, 844-855-6903, or go to IHRC-US.org. That's IHRC-US.org, all right? So let me do this because we're going to lose some people in this hour. So let me do this. Let me give you these stocks right quick. But first, I have to read the disclaimer, y'all. Hold on. Let me find this disclaimer so I don't get in no trouble. You know, folks be hating, man. No matter what, they be wanting to hate. This information provided in this segment is intended for informational or educational purposes and not intended for solicitation to buy or recommend any investment. Information provided does not constitute an offer to provide investment advice. Investing in low-price securities is always speculative and involves considerable risk. It may be difficult to properly value an investment in a low-price security, and reliable information regarding issuers of low-price securities, their prospects, or their risks associated with investing in such securities may not be available. Be careful. Please seek the guidance of an investment professional prior to investing in stock of any company. All right. With that being said, let me give you some stocks that I'm personally looking at and that I would recommend. Now, again, it's up to you if you want to get into it. And again, you can go to these sites to set up your own thing. Ameritrade, E-Trade, Choice Trade, Charles Schwab. You can set up an account and you'll be fine. Okay. Now, the first stock that I told you guys about is the one that we did as a community, as a group. I think you guys should get as much of this as you can possibly get. And that is the GRNH is the stock symbol. Okay. GRNH. Go and do that right now. Right now. All right. That's what you want to do right now. You want to get that stock. GRNH. Get at least $50 of it and hold it. That stock should be growing real, real soon. So it's too industry. We're just like we were at prohibition times where they were about to legalize alcohol. Imagine if you would have purchased some stock in Jack Daniels back then. This is the same thing that's going on with infrastructure and marijuana in this country. Those two stocks are the stocks you really want to be in, okay? The other stock, let me give you the other ones that I want you to look at, GLPH. Now, this place is called Gala Pharmaceuticals. Now, what they do is they test marijuana for pesticides. So they're literally testing the marijuana that's going to be legal when that is legal already in Colorado, California, and all these other places. And they're a penny stock right now. We need to be on that. This is something really that we might need to do a group buy on this one as well, to be honest with you, because all this stuff is going to have to be tested. All of it's going to have to be tested. So GLPH, we need to look at that one. You need to get some of that one as well. All right. Because that is going to be where they have to test all this stuff. So it's a good thing to buy right now. GLPH. All right. Let me give you some other ones. Let me find the other ones that I did the research on for you guys. All right. Here's the other ones. All right. One is in energy. It's called MidCon. The stock symbol is MCEP. It's MidCon Energy Partners. All right. It's an oil and natural gas producer. Go get some of this stock too, MCEP. I'm giving you all these little different stocks so you can invest, you know, in them while they're cheap because they are going to go up. The next one is out of Las Vegas. It's called MCIG. That's the stock symbol, MCIG. It's a marijuana industry holding company. All right. So you want to go and look at that one too. MCIG and then MCEP. MCEP. The energy one is MCEP. M as in Mike, C as in Cat, E as in Edward, P as in Paul. The holding company one is M as in Mike, C as in Cat, I as in indoor, G as in George, MCIG. All right. Let me give you another one. All right. The Tuesday Morning Corporation. This is like a upstart Walmart. All right. Their symbol is Tuesday. T-U-E-S. All right. They got 724 stores across the U.S. Tuesday morning. This is a good thing to get into right now. It's like an upstart Walmart. So let me give it to you again. All right. The stocks is T-U-E-S. MCIG, MCEP, okay? Then you have GLPH, that's the one that does the testing, the pharmaceutical testing company, and then GRNH. Now, you need to look at all of these. Go set up your accounts with Ameritrade. If you all want to do a group one, we can do a group one and buy a little bit in every one of them. We can do something as a group, do $50 a person, whatever we raise. If we raised $2,800 last time, if we raise that, we'll just split it across all the stocks if y'all want to do that. It's four stocks, but we can do $700 in each one of them. However y'all want to do it, that's fine. But I want you to do it as individuals too, so you can make something on your own side and understand it and be able to watch it grow. But all of these, I think, are winners. The pharmaceutical testing, definitely. The penny stock we got into the beginning, definitely. The Morning Tuesday show store, definitely, because they already got 724 stores. So this is an upstart Walmart, even to the point where even if they don't overtake Walmart, somebody's going to buy them out. So it's still going to be a win-win. So whatever y'all want to do, we'll do it. All right, everybody, we're losing. You can listen to the whole show on 729thevoice.com, 729thevoice.com, or follow me on YouTube, Warren Diddy on YouTube. You listen to WB.